Brethren and Sisters in the Medical Work in Southern California. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, January 8, 1904. To the brethren and sisters connected with the medical work in Southern California. I have read the letters that have been written to me regarding sanitarium sites in Southern California, and I will now try to write some things that have been presented to me for you. The furnished building in Pomona, offered for $25,000, is in some respects favorable for sanitarium work. In other respects, it does not answer to the representation given me of what our sanitariums should be. More land would be needed. The time is fast coming when the controlling power of the labor unions will be very oppressive. Again and again, the Lord has instructed that our people are to take their families away from the cities, into the country, where they can raise their own provisions. For in the future, the problem of buying and selling will be a very serious one. We should now begin to heed the instruction given us over and over again. Get out of the cities into rural districts, where the houses are not crowded closely together, and where you will be free from the interference of enemies. Our sanitariums should not be situated in or near any city, and it is most important that in connection with them land be secured, that homes may be provided for those who help in the institution, and also that facilities for outdoor work be provided for the patients. Let houses be built for families who have not a firm hold of life. Let men and women work in field and orchard and garden. This will bring health and strength to nerve and muscle. Living indoors and cherishing invalidism is a very poor business. If those who are sick will give nerves and muscles and sinews proper exercise in the open air, their health will be renewed. The most astonishing ignorance prevails in regard to putting brain, bone, and muscle into active service. Every part of the human organism should be equally taxed. This is necessary for the harmonious development and action of every part. Many do not see the importance of having land to cultivate, and of raising fruit and vegetables, that their tables may be supplied with these things. I am instructed to say to every family and every church, God will bless you when you work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, fearing lest, by unwise treatment of the body, you will mar the Lord's plan for you. Many act as if health and disease were things entirely independent of their conduct and entirely outside their control. They do not reason from cause to effect, and submit to feebleness and disease as a necessity. Violent attacks of sickness they believe to be special dispensations of providence, or the result of some overruling, mastering power. And they resort to drugs as a cure for the evil. But the drugs taken to cure the disease weaken the system. If those who are sick would exercise their muscles daily, women as well as men, in outdoor work, using brain, bone, and muscle proportionately, weakness and languor would disappear. Health would take the place of disease, and strength the place of feebleness. Let those who are sick do all in their power, by correct practice in eating, drinking, and dressing, and by taking judicious exercise, to secure recovery of health. Let the patients who come to our sanitariums be taught to cooperate with God in seeking health. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. God made nerve and muscle in order that they might be used. It is the inaction of the human machinery that brings suffering and disease. A few words more in regard to the location of our sanitariums. Never. Never should these institutions be established in the cities. They should be established in the country, amidst pleasant surroundings, and in connection with plenty of land. This is a positive necessity. Flower and vegetable gardens and orchards will be found to be health-giving agencies in the successful treatment of the sick. Many who come to our sanitariums to receive the benefit of these advantages will be blessed with improved health. So interested will they become in the work given them to do that they will forget their aches and pains. It is because there is so little land in connection with the property at Pomona that I seriously question the advisability of purchasing it. Land we must have, that the patients may be provided with outdoor employment. The Potts Sanitarium, which is situated 5 miles out of San Diego, is now offered to us at a very low price. If I were younger, I should be strongly inclined to take that property and try to build up sanitarium work there. If we do not improve such opportunities, we may never find anything better. There are always some risks to run. This has been our experience from the beginning of the work until now.
My son has just let me read the letters that he has written to you, and what he says meets my mind. I will not write any more now, but if further light comes to me, will send it to you.